Module 4, Lesson 2, Self-Care. What you'll discover. Why self-care is a necessity for cycle health. And the two types of self-care. And also, how to set and maintain healthy boundaries. So self-care. What exactly is that? We hear this all the time, but what does it mean? Self-care is any action that we do deliberately in order to take care of our mental, emotional, and physical health. It is something that refuels you rather than takes from you. We need fuel to move forward. We need fuel to be good business partners, good mothers, good partners in general. So if we're not taking care of ourselves, how will we have energy for those other things? The problem is that often it can seem laughable to make time for ourselves in our busy schedules. Most women carry large burdens of work and family life. Notice if any of these common excuses start creeping into your inner dialogue as we talk about self-care. I have no time. I don't deserve it. I'm too tired. It's selfish. We live in a society that hasn't taught us how to care for ourselves, but it is so vital that we do, especially starting in the premenstrual phase. Listen, I can relate to this. I was 28 years old. I would run out of gas about 3 times a year because I just didn't have time to fill up my gas tank. I drank coffee all day long. I never brought my own food. And I didn't know that I was slowly making myself sick and completely burning myself out. In fact, the company bio had this to say about me and my contribution to the company. Jamie travels the world and brings fresh ideas to the table, although she often forgets to bring her lunch to that very same table. This is honestly my write-up that was in the company bio for years. And I'm sure it's no surprise, but a couple years later, I suffered burnout, horrible debilitating periods, anxiety attacks, and I eventually got really, really sick. Now, I prioritize my self-care as if my health depends on it. I listen to my body, give it what it needs, including nourishing food, time in nature, rest, pleasure, meaningful relationships. All of these things keep me healthy, pain-free, anxiety attack-free, and functioning properly. What I've learned is that, first of all, when you care for yourself, life becomes a whole lot more fun. It's true. This whole idea of work is more important than myself, or taking care of others is more important than myself. I don't have time to fill up my gas tank. I don't have time for lunch. It's just not true, and it's so unhealthy. Plus, it's not very fun. When you do care for yourself, things become a whole lot more enjoyable. Secondly, you're able to wholeheartedly care for others when you first take care of yourself. This goes for business practices as well. This goes for partnerships. This goes for children. Self-care is essential to taking care of others. Self-care becomes especially important during the premenstrual phase because, as Dr. Christiane Northrup notes, in those days just before and at the beginning of your period, you have a monthly dip in immunity. To boost immunity, you have to do extra self-nourishing, which is why the menstrual cycle is such a powerful tool for learning the art of self-care. Anything less than loving, nurturing care for yourself will often result in cramps or PMS. So Dr. Christiane Northrup is a famous OBGYN, and she's saying there's a direct link between caring for ourselves and decreasing PMS symptoms. So how do you start? There are two types of self-care. I want you to be familiar with both. They are kind self-care and reflective self-care. So what's the difference between the two? Kind self-care is when you carve out some time to do something kind for yourself or your body. That can include take a bath, walk outside, get a massage, or read a book. Something that fills you up as opposed to depletes your energy. Reflective self-care can also fill you up as opposed to deplete your energy, but this, as opposed to carving out time to be kind, this is where you carve out time to be reflective. What's going on in your life? What's going on for you? So how do you do that? Feel your feelings. Meditate or journal. These are just some ideas of how to carve out some time for reflection. It's important that you make time for both types of self-care. We need both kind self-care and reflective self-care. So how do we do that with all the other things we have going on in our lives? Well, we have to create healthy boundaries. So what is the definition of a boundary? A boundary is a statement of fact about a decision one has made for themselves. To set boundaries, get clear about what you like, need, want, and don't want. And two, communicate that clearly. It involves going inside of yourself to understand what you like, need, want, and don't want, and then clearly stating that. Some examples: I won't allow you to speak to me that way. We can talk when you're calm. Or, I can't make it to book club next week. I need a few hours to myself. I won't get in the car when you've been drinking. I can't work past 6 o'clock on Wednesdays. I'm not a hugger, but a handshake would be great. I don't feel comfortable loaning you that amount of money. These are boundaries. It involves going inside of yourself to understand what you like, need, want, and don't want, and then stating that. To maintain boundaries, simply follow through. Don't go to book club. Take a few hours to yourself when you need. Don't work past 6 on Wednesdays. You get the idea. Whatever boundaries you've set for yourself, follow through. Stick with them. In this way, no becomes a path to self-care. No, I can't make it. No, I'd rather have some time for myself. No, this doesn't make me feel good. No, that timing's not the best for me. I want you to get comfortable with the word no. Having a sacred no allows you to have a yes to other things that your body is asking for at this time. This quote by Alexandra Pope, she's one of the co-authors of the book Wild Power, is perfect to sum up what we're talking about here. She says, when you've crossed your boundaries and given too much, you will hear about it in the premenstrual phase. It's so true. So we're going to spend some time scheduling in self-care right now, as if your health depends on it. So this week, I want you to get your phone out, your calendar out, however it is that you schedule your week, and schedule kind self-care. Two kinds. So that's massages, going to bed early, pedicure, tea with a friend. I want you right now to schedule in two kind self-care practices and one reflective self-care practice. So that's making time to journal or meditate, walk in nature, could be yoga for you. What feels reflective to you? And remember, set boundaries to make this possible. So if something comes up, you just simply say, oh, I have a commitment at that time. That commitment is a commitment to yourself. I've also created something else that could make this even easier for you. print off the self-care checklist for some ideas. Bonus points if you cross off all the boxes, but I've also made some space here for you to write in your own ideas. What feels like kind self-care to you? What feels like reflective self-care to you? So get out your day planner, schedule in some self-care, print off the self-care checklist, and I look forward to hearing how it goes. And I'll see you in the next lesson.